How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. It is WrestleMania week here on the show. Tonight is WWE Monday Night Raw. It is the go-home show for the biggest WWE event of the year. We know that all of the biggest stars in the company, all hands on deck, as they say. Brock Lesnar is there. Goldberg is there. Triple H, Seth Rollins. List goes on and on. We will find out tonight if Finn Balor is going to make a televised return before Mania. Maybe he is a big surprise planned for the actual Mania show. Maybe they're going to hold off his re-debut until after WrestleMania, which would be so sad that Finn Balor would miss the biggest show of the year when he's already back wrestling on the road and ready to go. We'll talk about that in the program today. I have a giant list right here of every WWE event that is scheduled between now and WrestleMania. It's already begun. The New York Stock Exchange opening bell was rung today by The New Day. And there's a million things going on. WWE Community Caravan, a hefty cleanup, Special Olympics basketball game, Be a Star anti-bullying rally, Access, whole nine yards. We can go over some of that here today. I got the full card for WrestleMania. I got the full card for NXT TakeOver. WWE announced WrestleMania will be airing in China live for the first time ever. We can talk about that, as well as take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. You can give us a call today, toll free, 844-411-5411. And text messages, 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Indeed you are, Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are going to shoot for Wale Observer Live later on this week. Wale unavailable here today. But fear not, we have so much stuff to talk about here today. You.
I'm here.
That's right. Mike is here.
Aren't you excited?
As are all of you. We'll go to the calls here after a while. Already got people waiting on the line. If you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. It is Mania week. There's a lot of stuff going on. It has just come across my desk moments ago.
Crossed and whatnot.
That Pitbull is going to be performing at WrestleMania.
Oh boy, all of my dreams have come true. Mr. 305's there with Flo Rida.
Why are you not excited about this?
Coolo.
Let me tell you something. Hold on.
Yes, go ahead.
Just like Kenny said, I'm going to stomp all over you here.
Oh, please.
Let me tell y'all something, everybody. When you're sitting at home, I know people hate when I say, well, I was there. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. And I'm not there this year, so mm-hmm. I will be in your shoes this year. Mm-hmm. When you're sitting at home and you're watching these dudes do concerts on television in the middle of a wrestling show, I lived through it with WCW when Kiss performed and numerous others. I understand. It sucks. But let me tell you something. When you're there at WrestleMania and you've been sitting there for 5 hours and you just watched a match that like nobody could have possibly cared about and you're bored out of your mind and all of a sudden out comes Pitbull and he does a crazy performance on the giant stage and there's chicks dancing and it's all wild and wacky. It's fun. It is fun live. I understand that it doesn't translate, but it is fun live.
You're right. Look, and I'm from your generation. I had to watch Chad Brock, the random country guy who Kurt Hennig would make fun of, perform. We had to watch Kiss. We even had to watch Machine Gun Kelly on WWE have a battle with Chris Jericho, where neither one of them won. Certainly not the fan at home, but still, this has got more to do with the fact that it's guys that I don't like than it is a performance that takes up space. That's really what
that
it is. Now, if you're going to say that Rick Ross and Wale and Maybach Music, they were going to be out there, okay, you've changed my mind a little bit. But it's Mr. 305 and it's Flo Rida and it's just, I know. Look, people like, they're perfect for WWE. They're perfect for big events like that. It's just, you know, not that excited.
Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Kyle.
Yes, Kyle.
So, I'm asking, people have been talking about, of course, that SmackDown women's match. And I was thinking, a contestant I'm not a lot of people have talked about is Eva Marie is technically part of that SmackDown roster.
She
and
is.
Say if Naomi is ready, and she's in the ring, and that last person comes out is Eva Marie, and they put her over, the heel heat would be ginormous. It would.
You're right.
I mean, Vicky Guerrero levels of heat is in that building, if not more.
Now, the only potential problem with your theory, I don't know if you've ever heard of Instagram, but it is an app and also a website, I might add, and mm-hmm. you can follow people on there. And Eva Marie is on Instagram, and if you've followed her on Instagram lately, she's no longer All Red Everything. She's a brunette now.
Oh.
And she is pursuing, and she is working on a number of films at this point, so I don't know if she's going to be at Mania. And if she is, I don't think she's winning. I think she's transitioning, so to speak.
Hmm.
You think that means she's just transitioning out of wrestling entirely, and maybe she's an ambassador for the company?
It's very possible.
She's the official female movie role woman now. Now that she can perform what The Miz is doing right now. You got a WWE movie? She's going to have Eva Marie in it.
I want to add, by the way, that they did a segment on the Today Show.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to go with Instagram and go to Mandy Rose, but go ahead.
John Cena and Nikki Bella were on there. And first off, John Cena did, in fact, invite Al Roker.
Wait. What show was he on, Brian?
The Today Show.
Oh, okay. The one that they weren't going to get any mainstream attention on, right?
You mean the one that he's been on 85 times before they even announced this match? Yes, that's right.
Oh, what are the reasons that he's in that match? Go ahead. Oh,
give me a break. Get out of here. You'll never give up. And I'm
going
to start getting text messages again that I don't like to read here on the air because they're so denigrating to you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, John Cena did one of his regular co-hosting gigs, which he has done so frequently that there had been talk a few months ago that he might become a permanent host of the Today Show,
before
this match was announced. But anyway, Nikki Bella was on there, and first off, they announced Al Roker is going to be at Mania. He probably will be the guest ring announcer for this match. They flat out discussed the rumors that John Cena is going to propose to Nikki Bella at WrestleMania. They talked about this on the Today Show. I mean, it's one thing to, it's not even really subtle, but I mean, there is one thing to shooting angles with Maurice where she says, "You'll never have one of these on your finger." Ha ha ha. That's one thing. But to actually come out on a television show and say, "John," this is what they said. They said, "John, there are rumors that you're going to propose to Nikki after this match." And they added, "If you look at the odds, the odds makers are putting money on whether or not you will propose."
Mm-hmm.
And of course, his response was, "Well, you should never bet on WWE," which I thought was hilarious because up until Fastlane, if you're going to bet on anything, it should be on WWE odds. But he has to propose now.
Of course.
I mean, he has to.
Yeah.
There's not even a doubt in my mind.
Nah. That's why they're doing it, man. And that's, you know, them being on there, the entertainment portion of the WrestleMania proceedings. Folks, this is what I meant when I called it the sports entertainment.
You're talking about Brian Orton, or what are you talking about?
No.
Are you transitioning as well?
No, I'm talking about the entertainment portion of the proceedings with John Cena and Nikki against The Miz and Maurice, and them going up there on the Today Show and hinting at that and laying the groundwork for that, as if they haven't done so already with the programming itself. But this pretty much puts the icing on the cake. Now it's whether or not, you know, and John Cena's going to be off for some time anyway with that movie. He can tie it in with any honeymoon or anything that they're going to put together with that. So good timing there. Now it's just a matter of when he comes back, will he be on SmackDown? And will Nikki ever come back?
So, Mike, if this is the sports entertainment portion of WrestleMania.
The entertainment portion of sports entertainment.
Okay, if this
is
the entertainment portion, like what are the rest of the matches? Wrestling?
Well, it's sports entertainment as well, too, but this
like
is
the match
extra
where the guy squished the other guy with a forklift to set up their match?
Dude, this is, well, that's
the guy burned down
too.
The dude's house and the other guy wiped ashes all over his body?
This is really making movies, because this isn't just making movies. It's making movies in real life.
Yeah, this is the reality portion of WrestleMania, not the entertainment portion.
This is the total, do you think the match is going to be on Total Bellas, or are they going to wrap most of what takes place around this event? I guarantee it's about the pre-show, the post-show, him getting on bended knee, and the celebration they'll have in Gorilla when they get back there.
I'm going to get on bended knee in front of you and then give you the old low blow.
I bet.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. This is Daniel from North Carolina.
A fine caller. Hello, Daniel.
Yeah, it is.
We had nothing but good callers today. Go ahead.
Unforgiven 98 in Greensboro, North Carolina. Two country music legends, Jeff Jarrett and Sawyer Brown.
By God.
Of a wrestling match where an inferno, where a ring was set on fire later that evening.
Yeah, that was not the entertainment portion of that show. That was the shoot. Go ahead.
Roman Reigns. Anyway, they shoot an angle where he just leaves Undertaker dead in the middle of the ring, and we have the second coming of Evolution with Hunter, Joe, Owens, Reigns.
Dude, that would be awesome. And you know what would be better? If you had Roman Reigns and Triple H and Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens, along with their valet, Eva Marie.
That's too much heel heat.
I mean, top that. They need armed guards surrounding them at all times. It would be
That's
awesome.
Way too much heel heat.
Well, we'll see what happens. I want to thank you very much for the call. I have long championed the idea of Eva Marie and Roman Reigns as a twosome. I think it would be awesome.
Oh, God. Can you imagine that? Oh, God.
Yeah, it's
Why don't
great.
You have him... Get Mandy Rose up there. Have him flanked by
no,
both of them.
No, she doesn't have the heat of Eva Marie. That's the point.
Yeah, but
the two most hated people. You could have
You'll
Roman
hate him
Reigns
even more.
And The Drifter managed by Eva Marie. It's the greatest threesome of all time. Back in a moment. Observer Live. Sports Byline USA. Radio Network. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Semper, VB, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're going to go to the text message bin, as well as phone calls here in a moment, but some more news. WWE and PPTV today announced that WrestleMania will be available live in China for the first time on PPTV Sports via pay-per-view, 7 a.m. Beijing time on Monday, April 3rd, with your choice of Mandarin or English commentary. And I hear that John Cena will be flying from America to China to do commentary live during WrestleMania for this show. Can you believe that?
If anybody could, I would believe it would be John Cena.
PPTV customers can go to wwe.pptv.com starting at, I swear this is what it says, 3:33 p.m. Beijing time on Thursday. Do not go there at 3:30 or 3:32.
Nope.
It must be at 3:33.
Like TBS.
Because I guess it's WrestleMania 33.
Aye.
To subscribe to WrestleMania for one time payment of RMB 30. So anyway, there you go. Interesting that this was announced. I mean, this is somewhat of a coincidence because it's very, you don't get these things done like overnight. But apparently, there is going to be a new wrestling promotion kicking off in China. So I'm sure WWE is really going to want to get in there. Try to stop that from being the most watched wrestling promotion on the planet if it kicks off.
Well, it's always a tough thing to try to stop in China from having the most viewed anything with the amount of people, obviously, they have over there. It's just the timing of that. Looking at the WrestleMania list, I am surprised that no one has tried to bring back a bagels, biceps, and brunch, or what was it called? The breakfast with the WWE superstars. I'm surprised nobody's tried to bring that back with like a podcast or some deal like that for Sunday morning WrestleMania or Saturday morning WrestleMania. It's because Saturday morning, there's too many events taking place later on, but I'm surprised nobody's tried to start one of those up on a Sunday yet.
Laura here says, are you aware that Eva could dye her hair red just for WrestleMania? Well, of course she could, but my
or
point
gray
is,
even, right?
My point is,
mm-hmm.
she would go back. She would have to go back permanently all red everything to be a regular performer on WWE TV. She could dye it for one day, but my point is, I think that she's doing movies now. I think she's transitioning out of wrestling. My point was, I don't think she's coming back and winning the championship. think that's very unlikely. Because her hair is brunette, among things. And because I just don't think it's going to happen. Let's do a bunch of the text messages. We got 1,000 of them here. Literally 1,000. If not to turn heel, why would they have Roman Reigns beat Undertaker? Well, it's very simple. I even talked about this back at the Royal Rumble. Vince's main event of WrestleMania next year, as of right now, is Roman Reigns challenging Brock Lesnar for the WWE title. And this is what Vince does to get people ready for things like that. That's why Roman Reigns beat Braun Strowman. In fact, I predicted this. I said, you know what? Roman Reigns will probably beat Braun Strowman, then he'll beat The Undertaker, and then he'll go on and beat Brock. Because that's Vince's mindset. He's got to beat all the giants, and then he faces the biggest... I thought it was going to happen at SummerSlam, so I was very wrong about that. They're going to try and hold it off even longer. I'm angry that he beat Braun Strowman. I was furious that it happened. But if you look at it through Vince McMahon's eyes, he's got to go and slay all of the giants on the way to beating Brock Lesnar. For God's sake, we had to all live through how many Roman Reigns Big Show matches when Vince was trying to get him over as the top babyface. The top babyface beats all the giants. That's just what happens. Now, do I think it's going to work? Of course not. No one's going to cheer him for beating The Undertaker.
No, that's, yeah, that is Vince McMahon's thinking and Vince's thinking alone that something like that could work because it's somehow worked in the past and he keeps trying to beat this to death with Roman Reigns. But again, I don't know how you put him on TV the 2 days after WrestleMania. This is just, there's been perfect times to do it before. So I don't want to say this is the perfect opportunity to turn him heel. I just don't know how impact wise, how you could get any better than this.
Sprintner says, I like Pitbull, but I'm pretty sure that the WrestleMania crowd will boo him. It's not just folks from Florida that will be there. That's true. That's true. But they've had a lot of musical acts in the past, and I don't know how it comes across on TV, but fans seem to enjoy it. This person here says, with the Rock and Roll Express going into the WWE Hall of Fame, they should put the Midnight Express in as well, but the version should be Bob Holly and Bart Gunn. Oh, come on. And it wasn't Bob Holly and Bart Gunn. Oh, yeah, it was Bob Holly and Bart Gunn.
Yeah, Bodacious Bart and
Billy Gunn.
Brad.
Yeah. What a crew. WWE teasing who could be the next Raw GM, with two names being Edge and Angle. Do you see either of them actually becoming the Raw GM? I don't think it's going to be Edge. It could be Kurt Angle. I'm sure they remember. Kurt Angle is great. He is a great, wacky, comedy, goofball character. It would be amazingly entertaining. I would not be looking forward to Stephanie eviscerating him on a weekly basis. I think that would totally suck.
Mm-hmm.
The new Kurt Angle interview, by the way, is up on the WWE Network. If you've ever wanted to see a 20-minute Kurt Angle interview where they don't mention TNA a single time, this is the interview for you. Head up there and check that out. It's going to be airing after, I think it's after 205 Live on the live stream tomorrow as well. But who needs a live stream when you can just watch it? Person says, with WrestleMania week right around the corner, as in it's right now, what are your thoughts about NXT TakeOver? I remember last year's WrestleMania fans were saying the TakeOver card was way better than the Mania card, but this year TakeOver feels like an afterthought. I know you said in the past that NXT has went down since the draft, but looking at their roster, it doesn't seem like that big of a drop. How funny you should mention that. I have said for months now that the draft killed NXT, and Triple H on his last conference call basically said the exact same thing that I've been saying.
Wow, you guys are perceptive.
They've very much struggled since the draft.
Huh, you take the one of the executive producers and one of the minds of the program out, you strip them of a bunch of people, you don't reload incredibly quickly, and you just kind of take a more methodical course. Yeah, I could see how that happened.
Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura, Asuka, Ember Moon, Andrade, Cien Almas, and Aleister Black. And the authors of Pain versus DIY and The Revival. If it were DIY and Revival, that match would be a blowaway match. Authors of Pain have improved. They're a lot better. But I don't think the addition of them to this match is an improvement. Much like I don't think that the addition of two other women to the Charlotte Bayley match is going to be an improvement. But hey, we got to get people on the show. Asuka Ember Moon, I think, is going to be very good. I don't expect it to be one of the best matches of the weekend. And Roode Nakamura, I've seen it. I think it'll be good. It may even be very good. But I don't see anything on this show that potentially is going to steal the show or steal the weekend from all of these other shows.
No, I think a lot of the eyes to me are on Ember Moon and the Asuka match and how she looks coming out of that, because it's not like she's going to get killed by it if it doesn't, you know, click the way they want it to on a big stage. I mean, things like that happen. It's wrestling, you know, not everything is going to be perfect all the time, but, you know, this, if it does end up being great, talk about a great next step for her, depending on what happens with Asuka, because I can't see them keeping Asuka down there forever. At some point, she's going to be up. And for sure, Ember Moon at some point is going to be up. So a good performance here, I think, will actually really...
For sure?
I think it's... Yes, we'll,
dude, nothing's
we'll
for sure.
Take her miles, I think. So
let me say something, because this guy had one more question.
Mm-hmm.
He said, how could you take NXT back to where it was? Well, there's a very, very easy solution that I don't think they're ever going to do. And that is, if you're going to sit here, like, if Hunter went on these conference calls and he just was honest and he said, look, it's developmental. A lot of guys learning how to wrestle. We have a couple of big names off the indies to help them learn and to put on good matches, but it's the modern version of Ohio Valley and Deep South. That'd be one thing. But they are so insistent that it's its own brand. It's a third brand. All right, well, if it's a third brand, this is what you do. In June or July, you have a draft, and anybody is eligible to go anywhere. Like, in the draft this year, they stripped NXT of like a half dozen of their biggest names. And I realize Bayley came up a little bit later, but I'm counting her as well. Did six people from Raw and SmackDown end up going down to NXT for a year? No. Like, I realize that financially, even though they call it a third brand, the guys down there, I mean, you can't make as much as you can on the main roster. There's limited visibility. You're making less on house shows. You're making less on merchandise, the whole deal. But, I mean, you're telling me that Sami Zayn and Dolph Ziggler and all of these guys that are just complete geeks on the main roster, and they're brutalized by Raw and SmackDown. You put those guys on NXT shows, and they're having better matches. They'd be super over in front of that crowd. They could live the life of Nakamura, where you hang out on the beach all day, and you surf, and you do a couple of shows, and you don't have to go on the road all over. I mean, they tour, but not like WWE. I mean, that's the life. If you can handle making less money for 1 year, I mean, that's the life. They'd get refreshed, they'd get recharged. That's what you got to do if you want to make NXT great again.
Plus, you know what it would also do? When you bring guys like Roderick Strong in and guys like that, those guys from the past, maybe those who have worked with guys in the past, can get them down there and get them more ready for what WWE wants out of them too, by having those guys off the main roster come down and kind of, you know, spread their wealth of knowledge as well too. So yeah, it could fit all the way around.
Or forget about that. Don't even draft them for a year. Just say, Ziggler, you're off SmackDown for 3 months. You're going to go to NXT, we're going to build up a program with whoever, you're going to go all the way through TakeOver, and then you're going to come back. Great. Yeah. It's not the end of the world for the guy financially. They could do that with Sami Zayn. They could do that with
Zayn
Dolph
and
Ziggler.
Owens.
They could do it with The Miz. They could do it with anybody. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi. It's WrestleMania week here on the show. Lots to talk about here today. If you want to, give us a call, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. You can always check out the front page of WrestlingObserver.com for those numbers if you missed them here. A couple of text messages and back to the phones. This person says, I will be at Mania. Any advice on how to really enjoy it despite a lackluster card? Yeah, go to the event live.
Don't get too hammered.
I've never had a bad time live at a WrestleMania in the crowd.
Is it possible?
Like, it looks very different on TV, apparently. Like, that 1 year that it was Triple H, Sting, the NWO, like, that was so awesome live. And then I got back and it was like, dude, these guys are out of their minds. That was so terrible on television. Wasn't terrible live. It was awesome.
It wasn't that bad on TV, for God's sakes. Hey, wait, did you have to suffer through the... I guess the decoration or the display getting in the way of your seat obstructing view or anything like
don't
that?
Don't even get me started on that.
Okay, so there could be a negative, which although
well,
I guess
on,
they
hold
try
on, hold
to work on that.
You're right, except here's the thing when you're there. There's so many seats at a WrestleMania that if you're like halfway up or further, I mean,
you're watching on the screen?
Yeah, you may as well put a giant palm tree in front of the ring. You can't see a thing anyway. It's like a bunch of ants wrestling. So yeah, everybody watches on the big screen anyway, but I mean, if you do pay your ticket money, there shouldn't be a tree in the way.
That's true. And I guess they have learned from that somewhat too. And the set, I guess, this year is awesome. There's the one.
Yeah.
It is a spectacle. No matter what you think about WWE and their direction and all of the sort of stuff that they do, their Gaga stuff and their set direction and where we've gone from the first WrestleMania in 1985 to where we are right now in 2017 is absolutely amazing.
This person here says, same guy, by the way, if fans react negatively enough to Roman Reigns beating The Undertaker, would Vince finally wake up and turn him heel? Well, two things. I don't even know. I don't know who's going to win. I mean, maybe The Undertaker's going to beat Roman Reigns. I don't know. I mean, I suspect if next year's Mania is Reigns versus Lesnar, then I do suspect that Roman's going to beat The Undertaker at Mania.
But it doesn't kill him if he doesn't. It's The Undertaker, for God's sakes.
But here's the deal. You don't think that Vince knows that Roman is going to be booed out of the building versus The Undertaker?
And the next two nights on live, or the next night at least on live programming?
I mean, there is no waking him up. It's not like for the last 3 years he hasn't noticed that nothing gets this guy cheered. I mean, he's patently aware of it. I mean, they're either going to turn him heel or they're not, but it's not like there's going to be one thing they try that doesn't work where they decide, you know, maybe he'd be better suited as a bad guy. Because everything they've tried hasn't worked. And there ain't much left, and this is not it. I'm telling you right now. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Adam from Sacramento. How you guys doing?
Yes, Adam.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about The Miz. I don't understand why people on the internet, Mike, is they're fans. I think he's the worst wrestler I've ever seen because he doesn't have a good body. He's an okay talker, and he's a bad wrestler. I just do not get why people are excited about this mixed tag match. I think it's awful. I think the only reason there's mainstream attention to it is because of John Cena. And I think that The Miz should probably just be a sideline reporter somewhere because I'm so tired of The Miz. I've seen him live against John Cena at some throwaway pay-per-view in Sacramento, and it was just awful and boring. And every time I see him, I'm just so bored. And I want to smack his face, and not in a good way.
Wow. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. I can't believe I am in the position to have to defend Mike Mizanin, but It's 2017. His physique is fine. That's number one. His talking is great. I will never tell you that he's not a great talker. Now, there is this weird thing on the internet where, like, Miz is a great worker, and he's not.
Is that the Mark Henry effect of like Mark Henry?
I don't
Henry's?
Know what it is. Like, you put him in a match with Cesaro and Sami Zayn, and everyone's like, oh my God, Miz. Yeah, he's in there with Sami Zayn and Cesaro and a bunch of other guys. Yeah, he's in there with John Cena.
He was
teamed with John Morrison to begin his career. I mean, of course
it's going
to
be a good match. Yeah.
Like, give me a break. I've seen the guy have matches against guys who aren't very good, and it's no good.
No.
He's
they
very
put
slow.
Out a failed figure four, for God's sakes. Who fails at a figure four?
Well, Hulk Hogan, he was the greatest of all time,
well,
or one of them.
Yeah, but
here's
no.
the thing. Like, he's fine. He is a fine professional wrestler. He's not really good. He's not really bad. He's fine. And I actually get upset. If you want to know why I get so angry about The Miz, it's because I have to keep listening to people try to tell me that he's great. Like, he's everything that Daniel Bryan says about him in the ring. He is the epitome of WWE soft style, and he is a robot promoter for the promotion. But you know what? That's fine. It's okay to be that.
You
I'm not mad
like
about
that.
It. But don't sit here and tell me that, oh my God, Miz is one of the great workers. And some guy even goes, actually, I shouldn't even say some guy. I've heard several people say, he's the best worker in the company. It's like, get out of here.
7-star general.
Get out of here. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, okay. This is Joe from Merlin.
Yes.
I have a question. For tonight's Raw, do you think they got the same plan so that Goldberg can get some cheers? Because, like, you know, like, it's Philly, and it's, like, it's Paul Heyman's country. So do you think, like, they're going to try to help Goldberg out, try to do something for him?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, Goldberg, there have been scattered boos for Goldberg. But when you really think about the idea that they have brought back a guy that hadn't wrestled for 12 years, he walked in, he ran through Lesnar, and then he ran through a very, very popular heel, Kevin Owens, and he's the champion right now, and he's going into headline WrestleMania. I mean, people can't give Roman Reigns a break. I mean, this right here is, I mean, on paper...
Times have changed, haven't they?
No, they haven't changed. That's what's so weird about it.
What
like, on
mean?
Paper, this guy should be Roman Reigns-level heat. But there's only very, very scattered boos every time he's out there. People like Goldberg. I think part of it is he comes across as a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah. Times have changed. Look at the way both of those guys were drummed out of there after WrestleMania 20. Even some of the reaction, I think, to Goldberg... Yeah, more like 5 years ago, I don't think the reaction would have been this positive, but it shows you the state of WWE and their stars and everything, and it does show you how big of a star that Goldberg was, but I think when it comes to tonight, it doesn't matter where they're at. They're going to go, whether whoever gets booed or cheered more or whatever the reaction is going to be, and I think it's going to be mostly positive and just flat loud for both sides. Obviously, for Paul Heyman and for Brock Lesnar, it definitely will be. I don't think it's going to be that negative towards Goldberg, but even if it is, you just roll with what you got with those two guys. You can't let the crowd affect anything because it's going to be a lot of staring and posturing and all that sort of stuff, and people are going to be falling all over it.
All right, let's run through some of these text messages here. Whether Reigns wins or loses, there will be a handshake at the end. They will raise each other's hands, and then Reigns will clothesline Undertaker and finally be a heel. I like how all of these fantasy booking ideas require Roman to do something to go heel.
Yeah, really.
All you have to do is just have him face the good guys. That's all you have to do.
Pile drive him through a table on Raw the next Monday night. It doesn't matter. It would actually be overkill in some ways.
This person says, Matey is in Florida. They should have Leonard Skinnerd there instead of Flo Rida and Pitbull. Just ask Michael Hayes.
Oh, yeah, that'll go over well. Yeah, well, they are in the more of the Pensacola part of the country than they are the Miami part of the country, so there is that, I guess.
This person says, Miz has a decent physique, but he does suck. However, he makes me want to turn the channel. X-Pac heat, not heel heat. I don't get that. I don't dislike Miz where I don't want to watch him on the show. I'm amused by him on the show.
I think there's a lot of people,
it's
and
not
I'm
like
not
Stephanie.
Kidding. This is like the NWO in some ways with The Miz, where it's like you hate him so much, and you hate him from a wrestling point of view. You just want to, you know, say, well, it's not, you know, he like viscerally gets to people to a point where they forget their fandom for a second and really do want to punch this guy in the face, which is exactly what you want out of a heel. I'm not saying I want to see The Miz in five-star classics. I'm not saying I even want to see The Miz anywhere towards the top of the card. But while they're doing this sort of stuff, I mean, you got to take advantage of what he is, and they definitely have done that, and the addition of Maurice to that team, you know, as ridiculous as it is for promos, has been quite entertaining.
This person here says, when was the last time a heel won the main event of Mania? We have a strong possibility this year. The last one and the only one was Triple H, I might add. Doesn't Vince like the crowd to go home happy? Listen, I don't know what they're going to do, but I would not be surprised if on the day of the show Vince made the call that Lesnar beating Goldberg is going to go on in the middle of the show, and Randy Orton winning the title with the RKO from Bray Wyatt goes on last. I could see that happening. Anything's possible.
It is. And look, if you're going to do it where technically if it's the heel, if Brock Lesnar is, quote, the heel, because it's Brock Lesnar, you can get out of WrestleMania with him winning and not miss a beat, I don't think. Whereas if these actually were, quote unquote, WWE superstars and you had Roman Reigns and whoever it was in the main event, I think you would have more damage with like a Roman Reigns winning or something like that.
Any word on what matches will be on the pre-show? I don't know. They may change those as well.
SmackDown tag titles? Have we got a placement for that yet? I guess we'll find out.
We don't even have that
tomorrow.
Match yet.
That's true. I guess, yeah, we don't technically. There's Kurt Angle for you.
Here's another good point. This person says most of the roster lives in Florida. They'd get to spend more time at home as well. You'd think cycling guys to NXT every so often would reduce wear and tear. Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Good. Titus O'Neil can go back down, though. So let's be careful what we wish for. We got to have the right people go back down to help.
Dude, have him go down as an authority figure. That'd be awesome. Him and Regal
actually,
together?
That would.
Took me no seconds to consider that. Yeah. I thought Eva Marie was released, this person said. I don't think so. I think she's still under WWE contract.
I think she, and look, she may very well be on her way to release. I mean, it's not like they don't have women under the roster where they, if they want to put all their focus behind somebody, they can definitely do that.
Another good point here. They sent Cesaro down to NXT to work with Sami Zayn on the first live show, and that made Zayn a big star. You're right. You're absolutely right. Another great example of why this is a good idea. This person says, Shane versus AJ has me pumped for WrestleMania. Well, that's cool. As Dave would say, cool. This person says, I hope we hear Daniel Bryan chants during tonight's Hold Harmless contract signing with Seth Rollins and Triple H. I do too, actually. Even though that wouldn't be very nice, because one is real and one is fake. It would be kind of funny.
Yeah.
They should yell that. They should yell that during AJ and Shane as well, because when they first did the Daniel Bryan Miz deal, Bryan in storyline wanted to fight Miz, and Shane said, "No, you're an authority figure. You cannot do that." Mm-hmm. And now here he is fighting AJ Styles at WrestleMania. What a hypocrite! To the phones, you're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Very quick, Jim. What's up?
Okay. How long before Kerry Hojo it will be on NXT TV?
No idea.
Okay, number two, people talking about Miz and Maurice, I thought they were hilarious on SmackDown last week.
Yeah, they are. They're great personalities. They're very good personalities. I thought she was a great Nikki Bella. I thought he was hilariously low-rent John Cena, which I think was the idea.
Exactly. All right, take care.
All right, thanks so much for the call. Funniest thing about that thing is they didn't even put fake muscles on the Miz. They just put him in a giant oversized shirt to make him look even smaller and wimpier.
I know that they should actually went the comedic other way with the over the top blown up arms like he's wearing one of those suits.
This person says NXT card is not good. How about we discuss the Ring of Honor card? Oh, we will. Fear not.
Come, we got a whole week now.
The week is young. I think we'll even have someone on to discuss the Ring of Honor card. Mm-hmm. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Semper Vivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It is WrestleMania week, and we have a number of shows airing every single day this week. Wrestling Observer Radio with myself and Dave Meltzer later on tonight. Brian and Vinny show coming up on Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday after WrestleMania. We got Figure Four Daily with Filthy Tom Lawler. Observer Live's every single solitary day. About 15 to 20 shows this week alone, and you can grab every single one of them as a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com. Not only all of the new shows, but the 8,000 shows in the archives are available to you immediately with a subscription. You can go back and listen to Mania coverage every single year from 2006 until today. That's 11 years of Mania coverage. Head up there and check that out. You also get the Wrestling Observer newsletter from Dave Meltzer. There is a new issue that goes up every week. We'll have a ton of Mania coverage in that, as well as a new back issue that goes up as well. There are hundreds and hundreds of archived newsletters, Observer and Figure Four. It is by far the number one pro wrestling and mixed martial arts website on the internet. If you've never tried it out, this is the best week to do so. Head to WrestlingObserver.com. Try it out for a month. If you don't like it, you never have to do it again. But I think if you sign up for a month, you'll be here for life, as they say. So check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. And we are here on Observer Live, live and free every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Want to thank Mike, as always, all the callers and listeners, everybody at Sports Byline USA. Talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.